Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is a great member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of a couple of very important books, including Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success, and his new one, Liberty for All, which is a manifesto for claiming financial and political freedom. Rick Newman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So you just got back from Cleveland, where we all know the Cavaliers just won the NBA championship. And they barely got their basketballs out of there till here comes the Republican Party getting ready for their convention. You went up to check on them, didn't you?
Yeah, the people putting the convention together literally moved into the Quicken Loans Arena, the Q, as it's known, in the middle of the night, right after Game 7. They were about 2 weeks delayed and because of the NBA Finals.
They need 6 weeks to set this up, and they only have four.
Yeah, it takes about six. It takes about 6 weeks, and they do. We went in to see. Well, what does it take to basically turn a sports arena into a convention hall? And there were construction crews everywhere, all kinds of machinery. They build a stage. They sort of rebuild the floor. They have to build the platforms for the TV cameras and the media. All kinds of other things. They convert the locker rooms into VIP sort of holding pens, and for anybody who's wondering, the LeBron James's locker and the lockers for the other stars are completely draped over and all the personal signage is removed, so you don't get to go in and hang out next to LeBron James's locker.
Darn the luck. So so what did you learn while you were there?
We learned that, first of all, what it takes to put a convention on, what's changing. The biggest thing that's different is technology. We should talk to some people who've been running conventions for decades, really. It's one of the biggest challenges of getting the thing up and running is laying miles and miles of cables, building a network. They're going to have Wi-Fi available to everybody in there. And they're very concerned about hacking and cybercrime. Not so much because they have secrets that anybody would want to steal. Remember, this is the convention, not the campaign itself.
Right.
They don't have the data that the Trump campaign has. But they're very alert for people who just want to disrupt the convention. So they told us they have seen some what they call phishing attacks, which is probably hackers doing reconnaissance on the network. And
they could get in there if one of those delegates opens up a opens up a portal to one of those guys. They could get in there and throw some worms and some Trojans around there and disrupt a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and they think so. I said, well, who would want to do that? Would it be Russia or the Chinese government, the usual suspects? And they said, we don't think so. We think it would be people who just want to disrupt the convention, and they would especially try to do that. You know, when it's being televised on prime time.
I hate to be cynical.
July 18 to 21st.
I hate to be cynical, but I believe the parties would do it to each other.
Anything's possible.
No, I'm serious. I think I'm afraid it's come to this now in America.
Anything's possible. That would probably be illegal. That'd be breaking the law.
I know there's a lot of things that are illegal that seem to be the norm these days. We found that out last week, didn't we? But
well, here's how you'll know. If you're watching the GOP convention and nothing out of the ordinary happens, well, they succeeded and they kept the hackers away.
Right. So what do you think is going to be different? Are you guys going to do the same thing with the Democrat Party?
Well, we've asked, that convention happens the following week, and they have not yet said
really?
Come on down to Philadelphia. So,
really?
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Oh, I think it's simple. I think it's I think they're too busy.
Is that the story they're sticking to?
You know, we, you know, it was a challenge getting to the Republican people, and, you know, they're running around, you know, doing
so wait a minute, let me see if I get this straight. The Democrats have all the time they need to get their program ready, and they're too busy to let you in. The Republicans are 2 weeks short. They're two-thirds of the time they need to get in there, and they're letting you in. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and it also helps that I was at a dinner with the person who happens to be the chief operating officer for the convention, and so I appealed to her directly, and I said, hey, how would you feel about coming and having a look? And I think when you're able to tap the boss on the shoulder, and then that clearly helps open doors.
Right.
Republicans haven't, the Democrats haven't said no. We just haven't gotten an
Well, keep after them, because we want equal time over there.
We do.
So, very interesting report there. And we're going to talk, he's learned some things about, especially Mr. Trump. He's been doing a lot of reporting on Mr. Trump. Rick has, and we'll get him to share some of those perspectives with us right after this break. 20 till I'm Jim Blassie.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who's down the rain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.